peace and light to everyone. Welcome to the Third Eye Vibe, Just a Vibe audio podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Today's topic will be about today's inauguration, which is January 20th, 2021. We tapping in with what to expect after inauguration, what Joe Biden, what we expect from Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, what we should expect from them, and what should be going on after they are being placed in office, and what to expect from the vaccination, this pandemic, what's going to happen, what to expect, and so on. So y'all tap in and listen to the new episode. And by the way, we got New Way 2.0 here with us as well. Tap in.
Questions too.
Also, if you feel like you got something that you want to say, you can also hit the ad to join the live. Come on the live, you know what I mean, and build with us. We love doing that. It makes for great feedback in real time. You know what I mean? So people that may not be so hip to the information, they can get on the live and build with us as far as what we know about what's going on, and it could also create good content for others that may not know, you know, what's going on. So it's a beautiful thing, y'all. I'm glad y'all tuned in for yet another Tuesday talk. You know what I mean? Today
also another hoodie.
Yeah.
Y'all cop that merch, man.
Go cop that Third Eye Five merch.
Third Eye Five merch, man.
You know what time.
Link in bio. So how you want to start off everything?
What we talking about today? We talking about
the inauguration.
We talking about what to expect from tomorrow's inauguration. And we also talking about the environment of this new leadership. We got a whole slew team of new leaders that's about to come into, leadership of the country. And, you know, we just pretty much want to talk about that.
Yeah, it's pretty much like the people we think expect to do something, probably 9 times out of 10 is not going to do what you expect is going to do. The change you expect a person is going to do for the country, you're probably not going to get it out of them. 9 times out of 10, you're probably not going to get out of them. If Obama couldn't do that shit, and prove that shit to us as black people, you best believe no white person.
And let's make it more realistic, right? Like, even when you go and get a car, everybody needs a car. Your car dealer is going to tell you, you know what? I can sell you a car. And best believe they'll sell you a car. But is it going to be under those circumstances and pretenses that's going to be in your best interest? They don't give a fuck about your pockets. They care about their pockets. You know, same thing with, you know, leadership and politics. These leaders in politics, you got to remember that they're old, you know what I mean? They got a little bit of bread. They done lived their life. So what will be considered to be America operating in a good standing will be according to the position that they're in. You know what I mean? So that's another thing to keep in mind. And why you always hear people saying that, you know, these leaders are making or delegating laws. Damn, we got 10 views. Peace, y'all. What's up, y'all? hey, share for me if you support your boy. All right, so we're talking about the inauguration and what to expect from the newfound leadership and the environment of the society that we live in today in 2021. But yeah, don't be trusting these broken promises, man. And I think I want to kick it off with these new norms. You know what I mean? You hear a lot of people talk about these new norms, right? What is a new norm? And is it something that we can vibe with in regards to what's going to benefit us mainly to thrive off of within this new society? So just to keep it short and sweet, right? New norms are basically... The new norms that we see, right, are basically all of the problems that were problems once before that have gone unnoticed, or problems that have been an issue, but no, like, a great body of people did not come out to speak against it, or to make something, or to make, set up movements to be able to stop these problems. And a lot of the problems that we coming up. What are some of the new norms that's out here right now in 2021? You come up with any off the top, bro?
Mask on, no mask off. The new norm.
Yeah. New norm.
Crypto, Bitcoin, digital currency.
We have not figured out currency. We have not figured out biology. We have not figured out bacteria and how to actually thrive in an economy. So the powers that be, being in those positions, they finagle it to where they could benefit more from it than
Victoria London said they are the problem.
They are the problem. They the ones that are creating the new norms. Like for instance, what's another new norm, man? 6 feet apart. You know?
No contact. No feeling. No more expression.
No more freedom of speech. That's another good one. So people have not been able to wash their mouths. People have not been respecting their spaces. People don't know how to respect their space.
Right.
You know, people don't know how to come together. So they say, you know what? That's good. We'll do you one better. Now y'all got to stay separated. You know what I mean? So... Those are new norms, and amongst many other new norms. What up, Rob J? Peace and light, brother. Share the video if you don't mind.
You talking about what we talking about today, fellas?
Yeah, we talking about the inauguration, the environment, and what to expect in today's new world. A lot of people trust these broken promises. Oh, yeah, that's another big thing, too. I'm going to hit on that in a little bit. All right? So after the new norms, right, I want to keep it spicy since we at the beginning. We got 10 viewers here in the first 10 minutes, right? I want to drop some names.
Depopulation. That's exactly what's going on, depopulation.
That's a new norm for motherfuckers. Yo. A lot of
people going to be dropping like flies.
A lot of people are dropping like flies. They've been dropping like flies. A lot of people been dropping like flies.
All right, bet. It's just being more...
These motherfuckers,
it's being monetized.
They're marketing the people that they want to drop like flies. It's a lot of motherfucking heroes out here that can't survive in these circumstances that we're in today. So these motherfuckers got to try to like publicize and put fear and traumatize in your mind that you are the people that is dying. Yeah, we are dying in real time, but at the same damn time, it's not what they're making it out to be exactly.
Right.
All right? So, I'm going to drop some names, right? And these names are important because secret society. I'm going to talk about secret societies real quick. Because these secret societies are the ones that are upholding or giving these leaders support. You know what I mean? Ku Klux Klan never stopped having meetings. They never stopped having private meetings. So why am I bringing that up? Because when you think about it, and any other ethnic group that has tried to get together to be able to take a stand or do something for their culture, religion, and people, they have been obliterated, especially within the country of America. So why is Ku Klux Klan important? Why am I bringing them up as in regards to them still having meetings to this day? Is because how is it that you can eradicate the Black Panther Party, try to hush the new Black Panther Party, and show Black Lives Matter in a misleading manner. You know what I mean? They're actually taking the phrase Black Lives Matter and rephrasing it to mean something else. Or they have a whole total different agenda that's not even for the agenda, meaning that black or melanated people's lives matter.
Victoria said they want our DNA to change humans. That's why they use black women for the genetics.
Yes. Genetic modification is always one of the key benefactors for, you know, just changing our agenda and the way that we think, the way that we raise our children. It's always been an agenda. And when I was saying earlier about the Ku Klux Klan and all of those other secret societies that are upholding these political leaderships with on a civilian level, you got the politicians and then you got the civilians, okay? You got the politicians and then you got the civilians. Now, you have public people in leadership in the political world, and then you have people that are in the political world that work behind the scenes in support for a means of the whole agenda of eradicating and gentrification, genocide, and then you have the same thing on a civilian level. You have people that are in public about how the things that they oppose, and you have people in private about the things that they oppose. Alright? So, I'm about to drop some names right here. I'm about to drop these names because they're very important in influencing the way that people think and the way that people perceive things. Alright? So, I'm about to drop these names, and these names are among those that are in those secret societies that are responsible for human trafficking, satanic torturing, and cannibalism. Okay? And I'll get into why that's important after I drop these names. Alright? So, first name we got on the list, Steven Spielberg. Next name we got on the list is Tom Hanks. Okay, don't forget that name, Tom Hanks. There's a reason why they're promoting the fuck out of Tom Hanks right now. Alright? You got Barack Obama. Alright? You got Oprah Winfrey. Okay? You got Beyonce Knowles. You got John Legend. Okay? You got Joe Biden. It's not just white people. You got Joe Biden. You got John McCain. You got Hillary Clinton. The whole Clinton family. Okay? I'm going to stamp that. The whole Clinton. Matter of fact, we doing a movement. Where the fuck is Hillary Clinton at right now? Because why she so quiet? She was just barking, doing a whole lot of barking whenever the election was going on. And there's a reason. There's a reason why she was doing that. And there's a reason why she's quiet now. So I want you guys to do your research because I've done my research, right? I'm going to continue on with this list. All right, you got the Cuomo brothers. If you don't know who the Cuomo brothers are, the Cuomo brothers are the mayor of New York City and his brother. Jeffrey Epstein had an island off the coast of New York City as well. So that's very, very, very important. I'm dropping these names right now. Satanic. Torturers, human traffickers, and cannibalists, okay? That's what this name is consists of. And so far, we got Steven Spielberg, Jimmy Kimmel, okay? Barack Obama, Tom Hanks, Oprah Winfrey, Beyonce, John Legend, Joe Biden, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, the whole Clinton family, the Cuomo brothers. I got Robert Downey Jr. up here. I got Quentin Tarantino up here. I got Ben Affleck up here. I got Charlie Sheen up here. I got Anderson Cooper up here, and I got Stephen Colbert. Now, I'm gonna highlight some names up here, and you could just think some of the other names that I listed and see how that can be aligned, because they may have gotten into something in the past that was sexually related or spiritualistic or ritualistically related to in regards to what I'm talking about right now, so you can connect the dots there, all right? But the ones that I want to highlight are the ones that have media outlets that are not the main, Will Smith, Eminem, okay, let's go, we got Philly in the building, let's go, shouts out to Philly, all right? So, we got Jimmy Kimmel, we got Anderson Cooper, and Stephen Colbert. Now, those three people, right, they're not mainstream media, but they are, like, lower range mainstream media. Okay, and
see,
And these people, right, they have these media outlets. So it's like, if you pay attention to the news at all, if you don't pay attention to the news, you have people that have news outlets or media outlets, right? Jimmy Kimmel is one of those people. If you're not watching Fox News or you're watching CNN, right, you're watching Jimmy Kimmel Show. You're watching the 360 show with Anderson Cooper, or you're watching Stephen Colbert, right? Fox News and CNN be going at it. Jimmy Kimmel, Anderson Cooper be going at it. Stephen Colbert be going at it with those two, too. So these are like the subsidiary media outlets that are continuously guiding you towards the way that they want you to think, okay? And this is important for MK Ultra and mass mind control and brainwashing, okay? Now, these people are affiliated with this list, so that lets you know that they are in support of what it is that they're doing. Will Smith is also up there too, but these people are in support of what they're doing, so you gotta ask yourself, why would they be on this list, first of all? Secondly, why would they be, how do they come up with the topics that they come up with? Why are they talking about them? And what overall message are they trying to get across to the people? And what do they want the people to retain? These are the things that you need to ask yourself whenever you're listening to these networks, whether it be the radio, whether it be the news, television, whatever. You want to challenge your own mind, challenge them as well, so that way you don't have to be influenced by the mass message that they just dropping on your head. You know what I mean? So I wanted to name those names. What else? Who's another big name? Everybody up here is a big name, but you have to think about their influence in the world. And if they're on the side of pedophilia, right? If they are on the side of pedophilia, human trafficking, satanic torture, and cannibalism, okay? If these people are rumored, right? Let's just say it's still a rumor that they're into these things, right? You have to look at it like, damn, do your research. Ask yourself questions like, how can they be affiliated with it? Who are they connected with? You want to know who they're connected with. Because once you know who they're connected with, you could take this all the way up to the top. And once you start doing that and doing the reverse engineering of the engineering that has been placed upon you, you'll come to a point to where you see who is running this and what their overall agenda is. Okay? Now, when you think about human trafficking, when you think about satanic torture, when you think about cannibalism, you gotta ask yourself, all right, why would they want to do that? And is anybody really going to that extreme? When you think about blood, your blood is the energy, the electromagnetic energy that keeps you alive. If your blood is not pumping, you are literally dead, okay? So what that means is it's immediately tied to your spirit, okay? Mm-hmm. So anything associated with the blood, anything associated with purity and taking the purity of someone who is pure is all ritualistic. It's all spiritual, okay? All of this is spiritual. No matter how much they want to make you forget that it's spiritual or make you forget that it's a ritual, that's very much so what it is. Where is the DC Sniper, Young and Out? I was thinking the same thing. I constantly think about the DC Sniper, you know what I mean? And what was his real mission, and why did they play him out to be a terrorist, and what was he actually doing, you know what I mean? Was he actually standing up for those that don't know they need to be stood up for, you know what I mean? Who was his target? Who was his targets? And if somebody was to stand up and say, you know what, I'm going to take this list, and I'm going to go hunt them down, if somebody was to say that, would they classify you as a terrorist, even though that they've been doing the most terroristic things, right? Human trafficking at a global scale, okay? And I even want to add Wayfair on this list, because Wayfair is a furniture company that people been invested in for a long time, and they also do transportation of products on a global scale, I'm talking about Amazon type shit, okay? So Wayfair is also rumored to have been transporting humans. They're working with the human trafficking, okay? I seen this one post where it say everybody's focused on coronavirus cases going up or down, and they're not worried about the elephant in the room, which is human trafficking and pedophilia, okay? That's the main topic. Fuck the inauguration. Fuck Donald Trump. Fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Hillary Clinton. Fuck everybody on this list. Especially fuck Beyonce, because she's fucking up the minds of young black women. She did it for years. Why do you think, right? Walmart, okay, martial law. You put Mark in the front of wall, or in reverse law, spelling your last martial law. That is the housing that they plan on using when the concentration gets filled up, the concentration camps get filled up, the jails get filled up. Martial law, Walmart. Put the two and two together, man. You gotta do reverse programming. Alright?
Victoria said, naming furniture after children who have been kidnapped.
Ooh, that's what Wayfair are doing. That's what Wayfair are doing. They're making an art out of it. Who is that wore that shirt? Oh, it was Ellen DeGeneres. She supposedly wore a shirt with a young girl that got tortured on it. And she had it on her show. And they said Jay-Z had a painting of it. They said somebody else had that same picture too. But it was a young girl that got tortured. You know what I mean? And Wayfair naming furniture after children. They're making it an art. Like, it's an art piece. I know y'all heard about the human skin articles of clothing. Okay? I know y'all heard about the human skin articles of clothing. Why is all of this important in reference to the inauguration tomorrow? Because this, it's like a gang. Fuck red, fuck blue, right? But there is a gang over top of that, which would be the police, right? Or the preachers and all of those people. It's a whole gang. It's like the mafia, the Illuminati, right? We was talking about the Illuminati, right? You feel me? This would be who your Illuminati is, and anybody who is blind to see that would be a tool for that body of people. Okay. These people are going to be taking leadership. They pretty much won the battle. And I know y'all seen that Simpsons episode where they assassinated Donald Trump, right? So, okay, they didn't physically kill Donald Trump, but they killed him digitally. Big tech company saying that he can't post on any of their social sites, which reminds me, if you're on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, know that they're monitoring that shit. You know what I mean? And any apps that you will look for that won't be monitored, they're going to have access to your whole phone, not just what's on your Twitter or your Instagram or on your Facebook. They're going to have access to your contacts. They already got access to your contacts. They're going to have access to your text messages. They're going to have access to everything that's linked to your phone, your bank accounts, everything. All right? So you have to think, what is the rollout plan for Joe Biden? Being that that Donald Trump is leaving office, and Joe Biden hasn't done anything but left broken promises on the table. He hasn't really said too much about what he really is going to do, and why is he keeping it a secret? Why is he keeping it a secret? Now, could it be just would it be just upright like, oh yeah, y'all not gonna be able to go outside for real. They can't really tell you that you can't go outside. You're free to explore.
What's up?
You're free to explore wherever you want to travel, but
you can join the live if you want to. They got some questions, bro.
They could make it to whereas, all right, all of these crises that's happening, like the Capitol invasion, that was staged. Why was it staged? They can implement new laws. That is a reason for them to be able to implement new laws, okay?
Victoria said facial recognition, hence the
facial recognition, the
6 feet on rule shit.
Facial recognition, right? Okay. So China is a big thing to look at. If you want to know what's going to go down in America, look at China.
Yeah.
Go do some research on China. Go do some research on Marxist society, because Marxist societies and communistic societies. China is a communistic society and a Marxist society, okay? Joe Biden has been playing like everything is goody-goody with them. So what did they promise Joe Biden to make them, to make us believe? That we should be accepting their influence, okay? There's a bunch of programs that's being ran in a lot of these colleges that are ran by Chinese people. So what does that do? That gives them more influence in our studies. That gives them more influence in our studies. That gives them more influence in our economy.
Yeah, we fucked up with the TikTok. Because China got all our debt, on our data, stored all that shit stored in the cloud.
In the cloud.
Where everything is really about to turn into. Everything about to turn in.
It's already there.
It's already there. It's just going to be more amplified.
Amplified.
From the years to come. It's going to be more. It's going to be more blatant that we know that our shit is up in the air somewhere. And that just with anything right now. The Akashic Records. Like, everything is being recorded and documented at all times. Already. And it always been like that. But it's going to be more on the forefront of, like, knowing that, yeah, like, your shit. Yeah, niggas got a hold of your shit.
So let's just say, let's talk about the cloud real quick and more in depth, right? What is a cloud and why is it important, right? So my man Raekwon just said, right? He just said that the cloud is about to be implemented through to save data and information. But he also just said that the Akashic Records is already doing that. You got universal law, you got the laws of nature, and you got human law, okay? So here's where the human law comes in, right? Where they're trying to monetize off of it or make the collective consciousness subscribe to it or pay cosmic currency attention to it, right? So, all right, let's just say, how does the cloud work, right?
All right, hold on real quick. All right, Zeus said China bought America during the Obama administration with the $76 trillion bailout.
You're going to have to read them jokes after, bro.
Okay, and then for the Akashic Records, she was like, this is why you have to get to know your guides and hire yourself anyway.
We're going to have to hit that shit after. We're going to address all the comments and questions after we run through everything it is we want to discuss. So that way, you know what I mean? So it can keep you guys here attentive to get all the information. And two, so that way we don't got to keep stopping in the middle of and keep on the flow. All right? But Akashic Records, universal law, is already doing it. Okay? How does the cloud work? First of all, it stores all information that is digital. Okay? Through the 5G network. Right? And let's just say, fast forward time, right? And look at a funeral, right? Look at somebody that was in your family that passed. With the surveillance and everything, right? They have history of recorded information of people just walking the streets. So, now, let's just look at this, right? With all of the electronic devices that you have, and that you're logged into, you now have a recollection of memory from your personal profile inside of this matrix. So, let's just say, your future funeral, it will be a service to where now you can pay for or have a subscription towards a certain funeral company to review all of everything that person has experienced within their life. So when we talk about invasion of privacy, when we're talking about invasion of freedom of speech, yeah, I mean, all of this is affected, okay? And some people will probably say it won't be a bad thing to have a recollection of, you know, a person's life that is your loved one. But everything is not public, but they're making it a law for everything to be public. And while that, they're saying that you can't be as totally free and public as you should be. This is why all of this shit is important. You know what I mean? You can't speak on the things, like we talking about this, like I'm spreading awareness to where we could probably raise up enough attention to stop it, but it's being interfered by the constantly daily distraction with us being on our phones, depending on what you're doing on your phone, yeah, I mean, so on and so forth. I guess we can stop for some questions right now, because that's my
stop. It said it's the Patriot Act 2.0.
The Paper Trail Act?
No, the Patriot Act 2.0. What you saying and shit?
What's the Patriot Act? Yo, what up, Steve? What up, Steve? Peace and light. What they saying, bro, over there?
All your information will be recorded into the
algorithms of the Matrix. What's the previous comments they were saying? Because I didn't really get to... My mind was running, bro.
She was like, this is why you have to get to know your guys and hire yourself anyway.
Yes.
China bought America during the Obama administration with $75 trillion bailout.
What is a guide? What is a spirit guide? What does that say? Guides and your higher self? What is a guide and what is your higher self? You want to answer that?
No, you got that.
I'm going to answer with a guide. What's a higher self?
Higher self is whoever you believe to be someone that's, or a higher you, whatever your perception of a higher you, that is your higher self. However you see yourself on a higher level, that is your higher self.
Not to be confused with ego, go ahead.
Yeah, facts. Higher self is basically someone that is you, but is more advanced than you and who you are now.
Right, like, let's say you had a video game or you was playing 2K and you had a special character and every attribute was at level 100. So, like, your health, your mental, physical, your spiritual, you know what I mean, and emotional self was on 110 and performing at its highest capacity, highest optimal capacity. You know what I mean? So, that's your higher self. And I said not to be confused with the ego, because you could think that your higher self is, you know, lavish, gold, straight up gold, or everything go your way, this, that, and third. You still got universal law. You're not escaping universal law. You're not. What else we got up there,
somebody,
bro?
Somebody said the higher self is know what your existence is for, basically a purpose. Someone said your guide is who you getting information from, including your intuition.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant to talk about, the guide. The guide, he talked about the higher self, right? So that's the higher self. And your guides are like universal messages. And what I mean by universal messages is like, I could just by, you know, nothing happens for no reason. Everything happens for a reason. So let's say I look to my right and I see the numbers 333. Or I look over there and I see the color red and, you know, 333. What does the color red symbolize? What is 333 symbolize? What does 3 symbolize? What does everything symbolize? Everything has a purpose. Everything has a meaning. So you add it all up. So when you're talking about guides, I wanted to take it out of the avatar body first before I put it into the avatar body, because this right now is a guided message. Even if you're not aware or hip to the information, you could come across this or stumble across this and be like, damn, you know what I mean? I never even thought about things like this. And then it might open some doors. It might enlighten you to open some doors to make you want to take your initiative to find out for your purpose, because you have to understand that what's going on the other side of the world can affect you on this side of the world, regardless to how much nuances or how much differences you think that everyone has, it can still affect you. Because let's just say we're talking about the higher self, right? You was trying to get to your higher self, but there was something that started on the other side of the world, like coronavirus, right? That's prohibiting us from doing certain things and operating on the highest frequency that we could possibly operate on consistently. You don't just get to a frequency and it's the end. It's never the end. life moves in a spiral.
For sure.
Okay?
For sure.
That's God. That's guides and higher self. Spirit guides. And amongst those that are chosen, I would say that they're chosen because it just comes naturally, right? Right now, it's flowing for me right now. It's flowing. I could go into my numerology and my astrology, but that's not going to do much for people that don't know about it. But I'll just leave it at what this message is right now, and you can take that for what it's worth and let yourself guide yourself to a higher self.
For sure.
I got vaccine rollout failure. The vaccine rollout failure. This is for the ones that's, you know, considering taking the vaccine, right? Or those that are not taking the vaccine, right? So, you got the vaccine. Let's just say that we all wanted to take the vaccine, right? Let's just say that we all wanted to take it, right? Just so that way we can be healthy. We ain't gonna think about nothing else, right? They dropped the ball on that. They dropped the ball on that. Right now, they got a bunch of vaccines sitting in freezers that are going bad right now. It was a whole rollout plan. And not to mention that a lot of these vaccines are coming from the Middle East. Okay? That is like vaccine headquarters. They're starting theirs over there right now. Okay? We started ours over here as well, but they're doing it on a grand scale to their local people right now. Right? They dropped the ball. They got a bunch of ones that's sitting in freezers right now. So a lot of them are no good. They're only good for so much, you know, such a certain amount of time. And also, right, they're now talking about that there's a decreased limit on to how many people can get the fucking vaccine. They're saying that now not everybody's going to be able to get it. At first, there was advertising for you to go get it, right? Now that they're saying that there might not be enough. So what is it, right? And why is that? Why is there now not enough?
We have requests.
Oh, shit, we got a lot of requests. We got a lot of requests, y'all. We got a lot of requests. We got a lot of requests. What up? Hey, somebody felt it in their spirit to come on the live. I love that energy. I love that energy. I don't know what's going on. They loading?
Yeah.
Loading, yo. So I want to know, why is it that they want you to get the virus? I mean, the vaccine. Oh yeah, they want you to get the virus. Then they want you to get the vaccine. But now they're saying that it's not enough. And that's why I said that they were advertising it. That's why I used the words that they're advertising it, because this whole thing is a hoax. All of this is advertising. If you pay attention to the stock market, okay. That will help you make sense of a lot of things, too. Because you understand supply and demand. They're supplying and demanding this. We got 30 minutes, y'all. You think we could break history within 30 minutes? Damn right. So, look. So, what's going on right now with this vaccine, right? They want you to get the virus. They want you to get the vaccine, but now they're saying it's not enough. They're saying that there's a lot of them in freezers and they're going bad. So what they saying?
So what you're saying made some sense, because over the week I heard about that the vaccine has neoparticles in it.
Nanoparticles.
Okay, nanoparticles in it, which correct me if I'm wrong, like a new type of technology.
Nanotechnology.
Yeah, it's like a type of technology.
Technology. That's going. In other words, is a tool.
Yeah, a tool for the cryptocurrency to roll in. So, let's say the dollar crash in like 2 months, and.
That's a beautiful question. Bro.
And exactly, and they pushing crypto. After those 2 months, they're going there and rolling the new digital currency, right? So, mind you, they got a restriction on who gets it or not. So, that will play in the battlefield of who they can control, right? You feel me? So they can pick who they can control, so they know who got the shit and who don't. who's gonna get money, who's gonna get the digital money, and who's not gonna get the digital money, who's gonna be fucked up more, and who's not gonna be fucked up in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Now, playing devil advocate, now that would be a perfect thing to do. You feel me? If they really enroll in this shit how it's going, this would be a perfect way to fuck up everything that's going on with a person or in the system. You feel me?
Yes.
So now that shit makes sense of why they will have a restriction on who gets the fucking vaccine and who don't.
So now,
you know what I'm saying?
Now that they sacrificed a lot of the vaccines that are sitting in freezers and they going bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now that they sacrificed a lot of those vaccines, now they're saying that, okay, we made our best attempt to try to get it out to you. So now if it's not in your area, you now have to fight for it, to demand it, like through the legal system, to try to get it. And if they can't get it to you, then you just asked out. And all of this shit is tied into, like what you were saying, through the cloud, the nanotechnology is responding. They got the nanotechnology inside of the vaccination that is modifying our DNA to respond like an antenna to the 5G network. Now, I know that shit sound crazy. All right, but I want you to think for a second. If the dollar was to crash tomorrow, the dollar crash tonight, what would the world look like? What would the nation look like?
Everything would be chaotic. Everything would be chaotic.
How?
Because people wouldn't have that digital money.
How would they be fucked up? If you ain't get on the cryptocurrency wave, you know what I'm saying? You already asked out. You about a mile behind. I was going to say a couple steps, but you about a mile behind. Because they're saying that we're breaking records for numbers and everything right now. Okay? The most amount of money that was made, the most amount of jobs that was created for the jobs of tomorrow. Okay?
People like it would look better. You think it would look better?
In what ways would it look better? Okay? It would look better for those that are prepared.
Yeah, okay?
I'll go with you on that, right? If you really want to look at it like that, what position would we have to be in? We would have to be in the position of the aware, the people that are aware, the conscious people that know how to survive in the wild, okay? Let's just say that this is a diabolical plan to keep all the Europeans in a position of power with across the nation, right? Let's say they get that crypto. They got a crypto ATM in the food court.
Already.
Right,
that's how I know this shit about the pop.
$45,000 for one Bitcoin.
That shit won't even right there.
For
a couple
one
of
Bitcoin.
Months ago, it won't even right there.
It would be better for the profound mind. It would be better for the profound mind. If we all had the mindset, right, that we need to, how many requests is that?
We got two
requests. To join the lottery.
All money is paper with value made up by humans.
Right. Cryptocurrency is not even that.
Peace, bro.
Peace, brother.
How you, man? You good? You can't hear?
Hold
on. All right, tap back in.
Yeah, join the lottery again. How you can't hear? Everybody else can hear this?
I think his service.
Ah, damn. Right, but look, man, you out back. And the only way that it would be better is if you're thinking with survival skills.
You hear me now?
Peace, brother. Peace, brother.
You hear me now?
Damn, bro. Yeah. It's pretty loud in your background, too.
Y'all know what?
It's all good, man. We're going to keep it rolling. But look, you be fucked up out here. And if you're not thinking with Tarzan mindset or, like, the first people that walk this earth mindset, you're not gonna do well. We could get together and be like, you know what? Let's politic.
Yeah, best thing.
Let's go migrate down south. That would be the best thing for us to do. That's how it would be better if you're in better living conditions. But I can't say that if the dollar falls today and the average person doesn't have cryptocurrency, then life is gonna be good for us in the East Coast in the winter. Okay? It's not gonna work.
Yeah,
You know how many people are experiencing foreclosure right now? Or about to experience foreclosure? You know how many people is depending on governmental assistance that's going to be out back, bro? Did they cut that shit off?
The government shit?
Government assistance, period.
Section 8?
Yo, and it's crazy because they got us on that shit for years, right? So, you know how many people then lived and raised generations within Section 8 housing? And they might say, you know what, since you don't got the vaccine...
We cut this bitch off.
And because we can't get the vaccine to you, you asked out. You're going to concentration camp. You're going to Walmart. You hear what I'm saying? You're going to Marshall Wall.
That was advocate. That's a mean control right there. That's mean control right there. That's a whole different monster right there.
They playing.
They do that, bro. They do that shit,
bro. It's already set up.
They do that shit.
It's already done,
bro.
It's already done. Look, when
if I see that, if I see that shit with my own eyes, bro,
it ain't you. What you gonna do? It ain't nothing.
I'll be like,
we gotta move right now. We have to move right now. Everybody that you know is conscious and aware, you need to touch bases with them and stay in connection with them.
Because
pretty soon you might not have connection. Pretty soon you might not have connection.
Oh yeah, connection's being cut off. We can't even.
The biggest social media networks right now, they're already minimizing your freedom of speech. Okay, so now they shut Donald Trump down. So everybody that has something to say about anything is getting shut down, right? So what if they be like, all right, we losing a lot of money from this, so we gonna close Facebook down, we closing Instagram down, we closing Twitter down.
Yeah, motherfuckers be jobless, for real.
Niggas gonna be assed out.
Ass the fuck out.
Niggas you gonna thought be assed out.
The real entrepreneur is gonna come out at it after.
No,
if you was
you gonna get real creative.
Yeah,
you gonna get real motherfucking creative.
If you thought you was an entrepreneur, with the social media, how you gonna act without it? Is you gonna be a real one? Is you gonna stay solid? Is you gonna fold? That's what's gonna pull out the real.
You better get what you can get out of Robinhood right now and go put that shit in crypto. You better go get what you can get out of Webull right now and go put that shit in crypto.
I advise everybody to get on game with crypto, Bitcoin, just trading, period. Stocks, stock market, get in the stock market. That's where the real money at. I need to get on that shit for real. That's what we got to push for the people, man.
Money ain't a thing, bro. You know what I mean? Money ain't a thing, but if they're about to sit here and be like, you know what? We taking the value of the dollar out. And we're going to put all of our value in cryptocurrency, which is something that's not even tangible. You're going to have a digital wallet. They already even got you accustomed to tapping your phone on the fucking jump for PayPal and Apple Pay.
I can see it right now. If you don't update your goddamn phone, your money ain't going to be rolling in. Wouldn't that be some shit?
Wouldn't be some shit if you don't upgrade if you don't get the upgraded vaccine?
The new technology, the 2.2, the updated iOS and shit.
Yeah.
It's coming in. They're already talking about it. It's a whole new virus that's coming
too. Your nanotechnology is not compatible with our crypto system. It's what? So you're telling me I gotta go get another vaccine? How long is the vaccination gonna last? They're saying a lot of these doctors don't even know how long it's gonna last. They don't even know how the fucking...
It was sad.
They don't even know how your immune system is gonna hold up. How the vaccine affects your immune system.
The girl was like, we didn't have social media 20 years ago, so if it falls, then it's all well. I won't say it will be all well because. Like life has really surrounded by social media as a tool.
He
said, "What
you gonna eat?" Let me know this. Let me know
What's up, bro?
What's up? I want to challenge y'all. Let's do a camping challenge, bro.
Huh?
We in the rain.
You said, "Do what?"
I know you ain't heard me, but the whole motherfucking nation needs to do a camping challenge right now to test yourself.
Oh, fact.
See if you can survive in the wild. What you gonna eat? What you gonna eat?
I'm gonna do the camping challenge.
You gonna eat, bro? So man. I bet a lot of y'all motherfuckers that saying y'all don't eat squirrels or eat red meat. I bet you change your motherfucking mind.
We gonna have to get a portable blender. We gonna have to make some nature smoothies, bitch.
Motherfucking tropical smoothies.
We gonna have to make our own shit. Make some earth grass. put a little bit of on.
Let me tell y'all something. I had made a statement last time we went live, and I said racism doesn't exist in America. And I made that statement multidimensionally, by meaning that it doesn't exist for black people in America. Now, the ones that are keeping it alive is the supremacist white motherfuckers, right? And those black people that don't have the knowledge of self.
Yeah.
They're using the people that don't have the knowledge of self to keep it, the engagement. You get what I'm saying? Of racism alive. When I was doing my route on Amazon the other day, bro, I'm in Suffolk, right? I'm in the cotton fields. Look, I'm in the cotton fields, right? Yeah. And these motherfuckers, right? They had these little statues inside of their yard, right? They had some white ones, you know, little girls sitting on the fence swinging. And then they had, like, these two black statues, bro. Black, with the red lips. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, hell no.
Bro, and then one of them was sitting like this, right? It had the little shit like this, and then they put the American flag in that bitch like this. And then they had another one with the bow tie. You know the tap dance niggas, like, they had that statue in their front porch, bro. That shit made me mad. I recorded that shit, bro. I'm posting it.
I would have goddamn
I'm posting it, bro.
Broke that bitch.
I'm posting it.
I would have went on their yard and fucked that shit up. Because all Bill Gates plan to make us all eat the food they are trying to process.
It's this list right here, motherfucking produce. Steven Spielberg, Jimmy Kimmel, Tom Hanks, Oprah, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, all of these people, because of their because of their desires, bro. Because of their desires, they use them as a catalyst to proceed with the mission, the agenda, the final agenda. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. A lot of these people probably don't even know about the agenda, but because they have six twisted, what was it, My Dark Twisted Fantasy, Kanye shit. Because they have dark twisted fantasies, they're using that as a community to be able to furthermore push the mission of New World Order.
Yeah, they really push an agenda to make everything chaotic. Right now, we in a small, chaotic space right now. This is a small portion of what's about to happen. We ain't even reached the mile yet.
It's really large.
We ain't reached
it. I'm pushing it, bro, to say it's really large. It's small right now because it's not easy to see to the eye that's not in tune. Right. But it's really large. It's serious right now. It was serious years ago. It was serious when 9/11 struck. It was serious with ISIS. All of this shit is connected, and none of this shit is separated. None of this shit is separated. So they failed with the vaccine. They can't even deliver it to you if you want it. Okay? Doctors still don't know how the human body works. Okay? They don't know how the vaccine is going to be affecting the immune system. You got people tweaking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you seen that shit.
Bell palsy and shit. You know what I mean? Okay? So these are things to consider. These fucking posts like this, videos like this, needs to go viral. Share this.
Yeah, don't be sharing the dumb shit.
Share this needs to go viral. What you doing? Look, what they're entertaining you with is brainwashing you. You're allowing yourself to be brainwashed, and that
the whole time.
And that lets you know that a lot of you are suicidal because you don't care what happens to your livelihood. You don't want to be the best version of yourself that you could possibly be because they diminished your free will. They diminished your free will. So now you don't feel like you could be the best version of yourself that you could possibly be. So now you don't give a fuck. People are in this state of don't give a fuck what happens to them on a day-to-day basis. Fuck it. People get hit by a bus every day. Niggas die. Niggas get shot every day, B. Now funerals turn into celebrations, which they should have been celebrations. They always been celebrations. Like, the genetics is passed down through your bloodline. They don't go no motherfucking where. They're very much alive inside of you. You know what I mean? So it's always a celebration. But fact that people be social media and shit, that fucks it up. That fucks it up because now it's a third party. Now you're praying and you're bowing down to the cloud. You look up in the sky in the daytime and you can't even see a normal motherfucking cloud. But now we got a digital cloud that you can't see and it's fucking with you more so than the clouds in the sky. Before the clouds in the sky shit happened, The clouds in the sky should have more of an influence on you than a motherfucking electronic cloud. These motherfuckers sun dimming, dimming the sun.
I wonder why they call that shit eye cloud.
Eye cloud.
Everybody got their own cloud.
They got your consciousness in that bitch.
Everything,
your third eye, motherfucker. Like, you know what I mean?
Everything's a digital cloud. That was your data.
The precursor.
Your data and all that shit. That's your cloud.
Backup.
And you know what would be crazy? The whole time, the cloud that's in the sky could be like other people's clouds. I'm just saying some high shit. I'm just speaking some high shit. Like, what if those clouds that's in the sky are digital clouds? Because they don't be looking like real clouds anyway. So, what if they be like some real ass digital clouds? Just some high shit. I'm tripping.
Real shit. Hey, look, check this out, right? One more thing that I want to say is the pandemic is not going to end. I already showed you that they don't have enough vaccines for you. The vaccines are supposed to make things go back to normal. No, remember at the beginning of this video, I was talking about new norms. Motherfucker, that is back to normal. They're trying to regulate normal and keep it normal. When you buy into the stock market at a particular strike price, it does not stay at that strike price. That bitch raises, that bitch goes down, it does all of the above. So when we talk about new norms, that is going back to norm, that is what they mean.
Damn, okay? Everybody tapping in when we about to get off the shit.
Pandemic will not gonna end. Too bad they done missed this episode. They gonna have to go back and watch it. Because right now, what we talking about right now, it's not even the whole video. You're gonna have to go back and watch the video. And once you do, share it. And then stay tuned for next week's episode.
Yes.
Next episode is Dragon Ball Z.
If y'all don't catch all this either, please tap into the podcast episode on the podcast app and Spotify. Tune in, tap in, listen to us while you working, fucking working out, fucking whatever you're doing, cooking, whatever. Just tap in with us and listen to the information we're putting out. And again, we're going to stress it. All day, every day. We're in the age of Aquarius, which is the year of information.
Togetherness.
It's going
to be a lot of talks. If you're not involved in the most profound conversations of this time, you left behind. You're gone.
You left behind.
You literally left in space and time. Don't be that fool.
Invest your time now and here on out on trading stocks, Bitcoin, and
paying attention to what matters.
Cryptocurrency, yeah. Pay attention to what matters. Fuck relationships, fuck toxic people, fuck people that's not helping you reach your higher self and where you need to be.
Enlighten you.
Yeah, if you're not being enlightened.
That's not enlightening you. Yeah. Or making you come up with new ideas or making your creative mind be stimulated.
Yeah, for sure.
Better boy the mother shit. What else I got up here?
So any more questions? Because we about to log off this shit. They about to close us down. I feel like we're the only ones in this bitch right now.
Share the video. To everybody that showed up in today's live, man, I want to thank y'all.
Folks, relationships,
I want to thank y'all and have a relationship with yourself.
Yeah, don't fuck that, though.
Yeah.
Don't fuck that up. Have a relationship with yourself.
Because the way that you treat yourself is the way that you treat the
others.
Next person.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, I want to say I thank everybody that joined the live today. And I appreciate you guys just staying in tune with the growth and the information. You know, we both really come up here very passionate with the information that we disperse, and I'm glad you guys are taking heed to it.
Y'all follow us on Instagram and Twitter if y'all haven't already. Follow New Way 2.0. It's pinned on the comments. Follow us, tap in, follow the clothing line, new merch out.
Yeah.
Y'all check the merch out.
Oh yeah, anybody that want to get in on the photo shoot gang too, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, models for sure.
We looking for brand ambassadors.
We're gonna be shooting like every month, man.
For brand ambassadors.
Every month is about to be a vibe.
The basic premise of how I sell this guy. Alright, man. Peace and light, man. Stay tuned for the next episode. Corvette, how could the motherfucker